Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin co-chair 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi. 16 agreements exchanged in areas of defense, trade, economy and healthcare. India and Russia reaffirm commitment to countering terrorism, call for action against UN-listed terror groups. Germany's parliament approves new military service law to boost national defense. And Velavan Santhil Kumar clinches men's title and Anahat Singh women's at the Squash India Tour 4 in Chennai. India and Russia had exchanged 16 agreements in areas related to defense, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. Addressing a joint press meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both nations. He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism. He reiterated India's unwavering belief that terrorism is a direct assault on the values of humanity and said global unity is the greatest strength against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई में भारत और रूस ने लंबे समय से कंधा मिलाकर सहयोग किया है पहलगाम में हुआ आतंकी हमला हो या क्रोकस सिटी हॉल पर किया गया कायरतापूर्ण आघात इन सभी घटनाओं की जड़ एक ही है भारत का अटल विश्वास है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के मूल्यों पर सीधा प्रहार है और इसके विरुद्ध वैश्विक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत
In a joint statement issued after the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, the two countries reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral and multilateral cooperation in the field of combating challenges and threats such as terrorism, extremism, transnational organized crime, money laundering, terrorist financing and illicit drug trafficking. Both leaders reaffirmed the strong commitment to preventing and countering terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border movement of terrorists and terrorist financing networks and safe havens. Both leaders condemned the terrorist attack in strongest form in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, and in Russia at the Crocus City Hall. Both nations also called for concerted actions against all UN-listed terrorist groups and entities including Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Daesh and their affiliates. Prime Minister Modi and President Putin also co-chaired India-Russia Business Forum. Speaking at the forum, Prime Minister expressed confidence that India is on course to become the world's third largest economy by steadfastly pursuing a policy of reform, perform and transform. Speaking at the India-Russia Business Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that discussions on a free trade agreement between India and the Eurasian Economic Union have already begun. He emphasized that whether in business or diplomacy, the foundation of any partnership is mutual trust. He added that this trust is the greatest strength of India-Russia relations, providing both direction and momentum to the two countries' joint efforts. Mr. Modi said India and Russia are now embarking on a new journey of innovation, co-production and co-creation. Briefing media New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that discussions between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin focused on the proposed free trade agreement that is under discussion between India and the Eurasian Economic Union. He said it was agreed between both sides that negotiation should be fast-tracked for early conclusion with stipulated timelines.
Both sides underscored the importance of expediting the discussions and the negotiations on the bilateral investment treaty, which again will help energize investments in both directions. In addition to this, connectivity initiatives were also discussed, including the international north-south transport corridor, the eastern maritime corridor, the Chennai-Vladivostok route, and also cooperation along the northern sea route.
The Foreign Secretary remarked that India-Russia defense and military technical cooperation remains robust. He highlighted that Russia also continues to support India's Make in India initiative in this domain. Mr. Mishri said that on Ukraine conflict, President Putin briefed Prime Minister Modi at considerable length. He said Prime Minister reiterated India's long-standing position on this conflict.
Putin also briefed Prime Minister at considerable length concerning recent developments on the conflict in Ukraine, including on the talks that are currently underway between Russian representatives and U.S. authorities. Prime Minister reiterated India's long-standing position on this conflict, emphasizing India's interest in seeing the earliest possible cessation of hostilities and a sustainable resolution of the conflict through dialogue and diplomacy.
President Draupadi Munmu hosted a banquet in President Putin's honor at Rashtrapati Bhavan tonight. President Munmu appreciated President Putin's support and personal commitment to the India-Russia Special and Privileged Strategic Partnership. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Germany's parliament, the Bundestag, has approved the new military service law today in a move aimed at boosting national defense. It marks a significant shift in Germany's approach to its military and follows Chancellor Friedrich Merz's push to create Europe's strongest conventional army. The change means that all 18-year-olds in Germany will be sent a questionnaire from January 2026 asking if they're interested and willing to join the armed forces. The form will be mandatory for men and voluntary for women. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said the situation of IndiGo flight delays and cancellations is getting better and it's expected that there won't be any waiting at airports from tomorrow. He said the government's major focus has been on reducing backlogs that have been happening at the airports and it is actively on the ground engaging with all the necessary stakeholders. Government has constituted a four-member committee for the comprehensive review of the circumstances leading operational disruptions of IndiGo flights. IndiGo CEO Peter Albers has apologized for the inconvenience caused to the passengers across the country due to the large numbers of flight cancellations. The death toll from Sri Lanka's worst natural disaster in 2 decades has climbed to 607, according to updated figures released by authorities today. At least 214 people are still reported missing following the devastation caused by Cyclone Dithwa and subsequent landslides and floods across multiple districts. India's Operation Sagar Bandhu has delivered extensive post-cyclone support to Sri Lanka, providing over 58 tons of relief, medical centres, Bailey Bridge units, NDRF teams, helicopters and naval assistance. At least 5 bodies of Baluch civilians were recovered from different regions across Balochistan, including the tortured remains of a kidnapped person and others killed by gunfire. Citing local sources and police, the Balochistan Post reported that these incidents unfolded yesterday in Panjgur, Kalikabad and Zahiri districts. In Panjgur, the tortured body of a man recovered from the Pulabad area of Prom Tehsil was identified as Abdul Wahab, a resident of Zamran area of Turbat city. In squash, India's rising star Anahat Singh extended a winning run over veteran compatriot Josna Chinappa to clinch the women's title at the HCL Squash India Tour 4 in Chennai today. The 17-year-old Anahat outclassed former women's world number 10 Josna Chinappa by 3-2 in a gripping 52-minute battle in the final. In the men's category, top men's seed Velavan Senthil Kumar claimed the title defeating Adam Hawal of Egypt 3-1 in the finals. In the FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India entered into the semi-finals after defeating traditional rivals Belgium in the quarter-finals. In Chennai today, the Indian team won in the penalty shootout 4-3 after both teams were locked at 2-2 at full time. India will now face 7-time World Cup winner Germany in the semi-finals on Sunday. India have won the Junior Hockey World Cup twice, with the last time coming in 2016. In the Women's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup 2025, India defeated Ireland 4-0 in the final pool match in Santiago, Chile today. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin co-chair 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi. 16 agreements exchanged in areas of defence, trade, economy and healthcare. India and Russia reaffirm commitment to countering terrorism, call for action against UN-listed terror groups. Germany's parliament approves new military service law to boost national defence. And Velavan Senthil Kumar clinches men's title and Anahat Singh women's at the Squash India Tour 4 in Chennai. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.